When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
All right, coming up here at 5:08, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. Riders of the London Tube are complaining about how hot it is inside of it, and it looks like efforts to cool it down are actually making it worse.
How? I will say, the one time I was there, it was so hot.
Really?
Yeah, us too, man. Keep in mind, this is during football season. It was not summer.
It was October when I was there.
Yeah, and I can't explain. Even when you go down into the tunnel, going down the escalator or whatever, you feel the heat coming. And you just cannot believe.
Is it just because it's underground and so all that heat's trapped down in there?
Well, usually when you're underground, the temperature drops a little.
It should.
I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the mechanical stuff there, but like they're not. And this, I think they're going through a heat wave too. But it was hot. Yeah, during football.
I mean,
season,
When we were there on Saturday, it was a really nice day. But it was, 70s.
Yeah.
It wasn't like it was 90s. And I mean, I remember specifically going down there and getting on that thing. It was like I'm going to pass out.
Yeah, you just sit there and sweat. It's very convenient, but I do remember sweating profusely as we were riding from place to place.
But there's the BART, a lot of the BART's underground, a ton of the Metro and DC's underground.
They're not like that, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, true enough.
Maybe because, I don't ventilation. Know.
And it's also super old.
That's what I think probably part of it is.
Yeah. That's the only thing I can guess.
Google is rolling out a version of its Gemini compatible with their older OS watches. So basically,
OS.
Yeah, you had those smart watches that were compatible with your older phones, but when they brought up this new Gemini, it's basically, I think it's their Siri, their Alexa,
So you need to have an Android phone.
A Google phone. So this is, it's a different one. This is Google.
Oh, yeah, this is Google.
Okay.
This is
Google. Okay.
And now they're creating a version of Gemini that is now compatible with those older watches.
Ah, okay.
I'm just learning they made a phone.
Yeah. Yeah. Ted, you actually have a Google phone, don't you?
Oh, you did.
Or did you?
I was one of the few people that had like the Microsoft phone for a while. I forget what that was called.
Gotcha.
I don't know that I ever had a Google phone.
I know my old man got a Google phone.
Do you like it?
I mean, he uses it.
Whatever that Microsoft one was, it never lasted. I absolutely loved it.
Okay.
Just working with the interface and stuff, it just seemed a lot easier.
My dad just cusses at his all the time. But then again, he did that with every phone he ever owned. Yeah. And so I just look at him like he's weird, like, you Google phone, okay. What's the matter there, buddy?
I like it. He just cusses at him. He does that with every phone.
That damn thing. Like, I always have to help him with it, like... It's just a phone, man.
Yeah, relax. It's all right.
You know, if you paid a little extra, you'd have a better interface.
Mm-hmm.
Easier to work with. Hey, way to save $100. Some reports are showing that merely studying and understanding AI doesn't necessarily lead people to embrace it.
Yeah. It's like anything. It's a tool. I can study a hammer. It does not mean I want to be a handyman.
Right. Well, and there's still a stigma with AI, and there's still a fear behind AI that I'm sorry, it's my get off my lawn moment. It's scary.
I mean, it can be. Because, look, in the end, AI does what it does. It's not nearly as smart as people think that it is. Not nearly. But the things that it can do if bad actors get involved.
Sure.
You know, it's like anything. It's like when people talk about guns. I'm like, well, if you're a decent person with a gun, no one worries about it. If you fired the gun at people, that's a problem. So,
right.
It's more the person than AI.
Exactly. If you're struggling with sleep, a new study shows that doing yoga can actually add 2 hours to your sleep.
Really?
Yeah, it's because you're tired from doing all the damn yoga.
Yoga, yeah.
I will say, I did that back when it was the new hotness and it was all over the infomercials, P90X.
All right,
But I did that and they had a yoga day that was on there. I skipped it for the most part because it sucked.
Did that rip you up?
No.
I got buddies that did it, man, and they just looked great. I was wow, what did you do? B90X.
It kept me in shape because I had gone on a crash diet that lost me like a ton of weight. It's the only time in my adult life that I'd been under 200 pounds.
Oh, damn.
But okay. I did that, and it more maintained my weight. I don't feel like I got any bigger. I didn't, look more toned or anything like that. Maybe I was doing it wrong. I very well could have been doing it wrong. They were great workout programs. It just lasted too damn long. And the yoga... I couldn't get into it. I did it just so I could say, you know, I wanted to be able to say that I did the P90X. I hated the yoga. You know, I had a friend that was like, man, when you really get your mind into it, you really get to relax into it. It can be really, really, I hated it. I could never get into it. But I will say, I sweat the hardest on yoga days.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. It kicks your ass.
I will say, I think you do any workout and nutrition routine and just don't mess around for 90 days, you'll probably see results, yeah, whatever it is.
Absolutely.
I did hot yoga there for a hot minute, but.
See, and I
what
did
about
it,
goat yoga?
I would do goat yoga.
If I'm going to do yoga, it would probably be goat yoga.
And the thing is that I did it in my parents' basement. That was the coldest spot that I had access to.
All right.
And I still sweat like crazy. And to this day, I don't know how and why people do hot yoga. I was sweating so damn much, dude. And I was in a nice, cool, air-conditioned place. And I was dying. I don't know how you go into a place that intentionally makes it hotter.
It was intense.
I'll bet.
Do it on the London, yeah, too.
And maybe that helps with the experience. Maybe that helps get you kind of out of your mind a little bit. You know, a little dehydration will help help kind of get your
mind
right.
Your
mind
does different things when you're dehydrated, yes.
That is a fact.
Mine generally was just like, let's stay alive.
Right. Let's get through this.
Oh, because people would always be like, there's so many hot chicks at yoga and stuff. And I'm like, I'd go with my one buddy and his girl, and I'm like, I'm in a hot yoga class. I'm fighting for my life in there. Right. Like, there is. Yeah. I noticed them before. But during, I'm just like, I'm just trying to do something. Just
trying to keep it together, man. To West Virginia, where the love triangles are dangerous. There's four, side note, there's four people involved in this particular story.
Got a love square, love rectangle.
Well, no, there's the love triangle that's in trouble right now, and they have a victim, right.
Ah, okay.
So you have two girls, one guy, and then one victim. The story goes that the victim went to the home of one of the two women, and the two got into a verbal altercation about an earlier issue, basically that they had been dating the same dude. I don't know if it's about the same dude that's in this story, but the two of them at some point were apparently dating the same guy. The two hashed it out and went to bed that night, with the victim believing that it was all water under the bridge at that point, that they worked out everything that they needed to. This was not so. At 1:30 in the morning, the victim had the sheets ripped off of her bed and was brought into the living room of the home, where she was met with the woman that she had the argument with, her boyfriend, and the second woman involved in this love triangle, who was brandishing a red set of brass knuckles with a blade attached.
Oh!
And she began a line of questioning about a subject that the victim had zero knowledge of. She's like, I don't know anything about this. However, they were threatening violence if she lied about it. Which means, I'm going to hurt you if you don't say exactly what I want you to say.
That is exactly what that means, yes.
I don't know anything about this. Don't lie or I'll... what was it? Bash you in your frontal or something like that? Like, she was going to crash her right upside the head with this doggone thing. The victim just went along with everything that was said. Like, she didn't even try to dispute anything, didn't try to explain the situation. She went, oh, yep, that was me. I totally did that. All in an effort to keep her from getting hit. But at the end, a pink camouflage handgun was produced, which the other woman took from her love triangle sister, who told her that three rounds in it should be enough to do the job.
Ooh. Jesus.
Side note, if you need three rounds to do the job that you're talking about,
you're not very good.
You're not good at it, especially when when the person is your captive at
do
this
you think
point.
Someone said, I think one would do it.
It just sounds like a Friday night.
Oh, no.
I mean, seriously.
In West Virginia?
I'm from there.
Yeah, it was not far from where you grew up,
dude,
was it?
You can buy brass knuckles at any gas station in West Virginia.
Oh, my God.
They're in a case in front, along with trucker speed and a lighter that's shaped like a hand grenade.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Anyway, eventually the victim informed them that she was pregnant, which was enough to break up the action and get the three to leave to procure her a pregnancy test, which is when the authorities were contacted. The three are now facing several charges.
Wait,
I don't know why.
All 30 left?
All freaking three of them had to... Don't leave or we'll shoot you.
All three of them left.
And all three of them took off.
Look, man, I don't encourage anything they did, but you could have been more efficient with
it. Be smarter about it.
I can't imagine. We have a kidnapping victim where all of us are going to go to get this thing for you to prove. Like, no, you keep... Whatever.
And it ain't that serious. You two are with the same dude, so why are y'all upset about these two dating the same guy?
She's lucky that they are stupid.
No kidding.
It really comes down to that.
Oh, wait a minute. She's pregnant? Well, we got to get a test to see if she's
lying.
All of
us got to go.
All right, everybody pile in the car.
So what has she been doing with that gun? I got a pink gun. It's got three rounds in it. Like,
Miles? What's like, she doing?
What happened to those other bullets? Has she just been popping off rounds? Like, oh, there's three left.
Yeah.
Just shooting at the fence post.
Like, nobody goes, so I'm going to load my gun with three rounds.
Well, normally if you're going to practice, you just go in your backyard. So.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that's not weird. A young man in Turkey is proof that you should listen to your doctor just a little bit more, Miles.
Why is that?
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, if we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast teamwork, namely a partnership between the video game Fortnite and Marvel Studios' upcoming movie, Fantastic Four. And it's all about skins, you see. Skins, if you don't know, those are cosmetic items that alter the appearance of a character without affecting gameplay. And if you have a kid, it's all about the skins. I want to get this skin, I want to get that skin, blah, blah, blah. Well, you can earn skins by completing challenges, and of course, you can purchase them. Anyway, Marvel Studios, they have licensed the Fantastic Four uniforms to be used as skins on Fortnite. But the reason we're toasting them is for their promo, which reads, quote, Fantastic Four skins are coming to Fortnite.
All right.
Yeah.
Huh. Maybe able to get yours back.
Damn. Yeah. Fantastic Four skins, kids. Ask for them. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze, because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitola!